Boaz has just made a proposal to Ruth. Don't go to any other fields to gather food. Stay within my fields and you will be protected. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Ruth chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. And in that passage, we see Ruth's response to Boaz. Her response is the epitome of worship. She falls to her knees and bows low in front of Boaz until her nose touches the ground, and she recognizes that everything that Boaz has just told her is an answer to her prayer for grace. The restrictions, the warnings not to go to anyone else's fields, were those harsh, unkind boundaries to keep Ruth from experiencing the fullness of life? No, it was protective grace. The admonition to stay close to the other women? Provisional grace. Nothing but overwhelming grace in Ruth's life. She is overwhelmed by the amount of kindness and mercy and grace she is receiving from Boaz, far more than she could ever imagine. And so she asked, "Why? Why, Boaz, are you so good to me?" To which Boaz responds. And Boaz is quick to recognize the faithfulness Ruth has shown in her own life. But notice what else Boaz says. He says, this is what happens when a person takes refuge under the wings of God, that God is a merciful and gracious God to those who call out for Him. But all of this begs a bigger question. Why is Boaz willing to welcome in a Moabite woman? Aren't they a cursed people? Isn't she a foreigner? Well, the answer to that question is yes, they are a cursed people. But they were cursed not because of their ethnicity, but because of their theology. The instructions that we find in Numbers and Deuteronomy about completely destroying Canaanites and then later the Moabites are very clear. But it was not because these countries posed a great military threat or because they were of a different race or ethnicity. Their greatest threat to the poisoning of the people of God was their religion. So here's what I need you to see. Grace is not because of ethnicity, but because a person has come to see their need for God as their Savior. When a person comes to that realization and comes to God in humble confession and repentance, then God's grace is never withheld. In fact, it's the grace of God that opened their eyes to that reality of their need. And we see the grace of God to Ruth in the face of Boaz. You may be thinking, well, that's great for Ruth. She found Boaz, but where's my Boaz? Where's my human face of God's grace? And I want you to understand that the kindness and grace of Boaz is not the fullness that God intends for you to see. That was simply a picture of a greater reality, a greater promise. Boaz is living out the character of God as he should as a child of the covenant of God. But the grace he extends is a temporal grace so that we would recognize and gain the full and forever grace that is extended to us in the work of Jesus. Will you receive His grace today? When you pray today, please remember Don Newsom and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Tagalog LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.